Watcher, it's Mike Wynn, and far more importantly, it's the real enjoyment of jazz. And I dare you to not like this lullaby. No nodding off, though. And that's from a Max Jazz album recorded in New York late 2002, early 2003. And it's called Falling Up. Pianist Jeffrey Keyser is the leader, and his cast of supporting musos, all excellent, vary from track to track. Hence the 5 months' worth of recording sessions that it took to make this album. The entire project is inspired by Keola Bima, a master of Kihoalu, Hawaiian slack key guitar, who also plays on the song we've just heard, Shiny Shell Lullaby. And Keola's mother, Nona, Auntie Nona, as she was known in Hawaii, and the entire Bima family are musos. Nona's middle name, by the way, has 9 syllables in it, like a small town in Wales. Back to the song to tell you, Scott Colley was on bass. Lazily, I'll play you a second track from this stunning album.
Once I dreamed I held a daughter of flowing waters, half a world away from here. And in time there came another, a baby brother, a mystery and perfect mirror. For 10 years of my life I clung to what I thought was true. Thought I had the answers, but I didn't have a clue. I believed in faith and family, but I was immature. Now I've found my soul companion, who won't abandon, who won't walk with me through fire and rain. In these arms I come undented, I'm reinvented, I find my wings and fly again. With every breath my spirit gets, loosening the fear that kept me safe and paralyzed. And the stones in time will crumble from these weathered castle walls. So let me down easy like a feather falls. So let me down easy.
That song, Feather Fall, was written by Geoffrey Keyser and inspired by a firework display in Paris, which looked to him like thousands of feathers falling through the sky. Keyser piano, Paul Bollenbeck guitar, Lawrence Cottle on acoustic bass guitar, his brother Richard keyboards, and the singer. Well, I've listened to this song a couple of times and I'm still amazed that it is Claire Martin. Is that odd or odd? Next, and very excitingly, a newly released Al Cohen and Zoot Sims album.
Thank you.
Yes, wasn't that just terrific? Recorded in London, Notting Hill Gate in fact, June 65, for a World Record Club LP, which I have never come across. So full marks to Harkett Records for re-releasing it to a wider audience. Al Cohen and Zoot Sims were a long-established and wildly successful two-tenor front line, and here they are backed by the Stan Tracy Trio. Stan piano, Rick Laird bass and Jackie Dugan drums. And if that's not enough, two local boys help out on other tracks, on a variety of saxophones. They are Pete King and Jack Sharp, and they both hold their own with the American stars. That was an Al Cohen combo called Fast, renamed here as Zoot's Tune. Here's the classic Bohemia After Dark. Recorded in September 2008 in New York for Reservoir Records. That was Bohemia After Dark, written by the great Ellingtonian bassist Oscar Pettiford. The leader of this piano-based drums trio is pianist John Mayer, Rufus Reeders on bass and Roy McCurdy drums. The album is called Nightscape. I most associate our next leader, Tony Coffey, with his fantastic work on Thelonious Monk's entire canon. So it's fun to play you something he wrote himself. Tony Coffey, leading his own quartet, on soprano sax there, alto and even baritone on other songs. That was his own compo Dante, recorded at Specific Sound Studios in London, Jan 2008. Jonathan G, piano, Ben Hazelton, bass and Winston Clifford, drums. I will dig out some of Tony Coffey's recordings of Monk songs, as they are spectacular, but good to hear him using his own voice and style there. We have featured flutist, flautist Paul Horn quite a lot and from a wide variety of locations, including the pyramids, the Taj Mahal, various cathedrals. Well, here he is in China, in the Temple of Heaven. Paul Horn at the Temple of Heaven in Peking, as it was back then, December 78, just outside the Forbidden City. And he called that piece, rather inevitably, Temple of Heaven. He dedicates this LP to, quote, the 1 billion people of the People's Republic of China, unquote, which is, without doubt, the largest ever thank you list on a record. David M.Y. Liang plays the Cheng. Liang was born in China but moved to the US, where he lectures at many universities there about Chinese music. And, I might add, some universities in Europe and Japan, Baden-Baden included. The Cheng, in case you haven't come across it, is a 16-stringed bridged zither. Drummer and vocalist Grady Tate died last week. Here he is from the soundtrack of the film Slaves.
Thank you.
Another Morning from the soundtrack of Slaves, recorded in New York in 69. Grady Tate with the Gary McFarland Orchestra. Let's first hear Grady Tate sing that very same song, although it does sound very different.
Oh, my, another morning. Oh, my, another day. Oh, my, I just got the feeling Jubilo is on the way. I hear the kettle whistling. I hear the rooster crow. I hear morning kind of music singing about the Jubilo. Sure as the sun is shining, sure as cotton grows. Whoa, sure as another morning, sure am I a Jubilo. Oh my, the days are passing. Oh my, they come and they go. Oh my, I'm another morning closer to the Jubilo. Sure as the cotton grows, sure as another morning, sure am I of Jubilo. Oh, 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 oh my, days are passing. Oh my, they come and they go. I'm another morning closer to the Jubilo.
It was said after Grady Tate's first album as a vocalist newcomer, and it was a very successful album, Windmills of Your Mind, that he was, quote, probably the best singer to emerge from the ranks of instrumentalists since Nat Cole, unquote. Praise indeed, but probably more indicative that it's not a path well trodden. A vocal version of Another Morning, it was Peggy Lee that encouraged Grady to take up singing. He accompanied Ms. Lee for years. This album on the Sky label, as in I Love, is called Slaves. Grady Tate, born in Durham, North Carolina, died 85 years later in Manhattan, New York. A change of pace. Thank you. from the second of two truly sensational albums of spirituals and prayers and hymns that pianist Hank Jones and bassist Charlie Hayden made together. This MRC New York Feb 2010 album is called Spiritual. Charlie writes in the liner notes, quote, "Whenever I played music with Hank Jones, I could hear the universe, the heavens. Thank you, Hank, for giving the music respect, dignity, and integrity," unquote. We heard "Where Were You When They Crucified My Lord?" Composer unknown, but forever blessed to have written that much-covered song. It's guitar time. Thank you. Randy Johnston is the composer of that song, the title song of this album, Hit and Run. He's also the leader and guitarist on this High Note May 2002 New York recording session. Joe Locke is on vibes, Bruce Barth piano, Nat Reeves bass, and of course this week, Grady Tate drums. It's Ellingtonia time this week. The majestic Lawrence Brown.
Late one night, I was feeling kind of low. I passed by Rainy Street and heard a trombone blow. He would sigh, he would moan on his old trombone.
A Verve LP called simply Slide Trombone, and that could only mean Lawrence Brown to many jazz fans. In the old days when people would huddle around their radios listening to music, one jazz critic said, quote, "The definition of a gentleman is one who holds doors open for ladies and who never speaks during a Lawrence Brown solo." unquote. Yes, he was that special, a very long-term Ellingtonian, but one who returned to the band in 61 for his last stint of 9 years. But by then, he really hated the Duke, so it made for an uncomfortable relationship. He had originally joined the band in March 32 and stayed with the occasional short break until 1951, when he left to go with Johnny Hodges. This record was made in Jan 55, with Sam the Man Taylor, tenor, Leroy Lovett, piano, Lloyd Trotman, bass, and Louis Belson, no less, on drums. Lawrence Brown and Leroy Lovett wrote that song, Down the Street, Round the Corner Blues. Lovett was the vocalist. As long as there's music. The Sammy Kahn, Jules Stein compo, As Long As There's Music. This Savant album, recorded April 2000 in New York, features Richard Wyans as the pianist and leader. And if anyone deserved the descriptor underrated, it's Wyans, a superb swinging pianist, and we should play him more often. The bassist is Ray Drummond, Grady Tate, the drummer. This next band is called an Afro-Cuban ensemble, and the song is Frenzy, so hold on to something. Thank you. Machito and his Afro-Cuban ensemble. The Cuban-born maracas-playing band leader Machito set the standard for Afro-Cuban jazz in the 40s and 50s, and this LP gives you some idea of his popularity when stars such as Cannonball Adderley, Johnny Griffin, Herbie Mann, Curtis Fuller, Joe Newman turn out to play for him. And on that track there were no less than 9 percussionists, and it was aptly called Frenzy, recorded late 58 in New York. We'll close this week with George Shearing live at the Blue Note in New York, Feb 92. And it's one of Shearing's lesser-known compos. You'll remember he has written some wonderful songs, of which Lullaby of Birdland is the best-known, with Conception not that far behind. This time it's the gentle and very quietly played Just a Mood that has hints of Cry Me a River in it. Shearing piano, Neil Swainson bass, and you're ahead of me as usual, Grady Tate drums. As always, I'm delighted you could join me, and I really hope you'll be back next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.